Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Oh, wait. All right. Hello, my name is Zoe Hinton, and I'm here with Lizzie.
Yeah, hi.
And we have a very special guest today.
Hi.
Madeline. Tell us about yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm another Sabine, so this episode's like triple Sabine.
Triple. Yes, it is.
So we're like triplets right now.
You can never have too many Sabines.
No.
Especially on the notes.
What we need to do is all meet up somewhere, and one of us is season one Sabine, someone season two Sabine, and someone season three Sabine. And
we'll she's like, you're gonna be season one Sabine, huh, Zoe? Because you're not getting season two yet.
Season two is, like, almost done, okay?
I call Jetpack.
Oh, okay. I'll be season one then, I guess. And then Lizzie.
I'll be season two.
I'll be season three.
Sabine party,
yay.
With three people.
Yeah. Big party, right?
Yeah.
Huge party. Okay.
It's gonna start. Go ahead.
Too much.
The clones are still running.
Yeah.
I know.
Our notes have kind of deteriorated into
pictures.
A mess. I don't even know where the actual notes are anymore. Oh wait, I found them. They're on page 3 out of 19.
Well, at least it's better than 28.
That's true.
Yeah, there was 28. There's like Rex is running around and two other clones. Just running around.
I feel like that's 5 Zeneca, but I also don't think it's 5 Zeneca.
I don't know. I'm not a clone person.
We need Jonah.
Okay. We do need Jonah Marie.
Jonah would know.
Mm-hmm. She kind of is married to all of them, right?
All of them. Alright, so, I think first and foremost, we should talk about...
Rebels!
Yeah, because of computer and technology and scheduling issues, we need to cover Season 3, Episode 1, and now Season 3, Episode 2 is out, so,
So do you consider the two episodes that were linked, that were put together as one, or... Because I count it as two.
Wait, the first one?
It was 44 minutes, and that's basically two episodes. So I was wondering, do you consider it as, like, one episode or two episodes?
I consider it as guys.
I consider it two, though. I don't know why.
Well, it's the time of two, but it's the story of one. You both win.
Yay!
For once. Okay. Ezra. Let's talk about Ezra.
Alright, we'll start with the first episode, I guess. So, Ezra was kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was.
He was a big jerk.
He is, but he's going through stuff.
I mean, I don't think he is a big jerk. Like, I don't think that's his character, but he was being a big jerk for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't do Ezra season 3 no more. He's just not nice.
Season 1, season 2, we're like, oh yeah, Ezra. In season 3, you just kind of want to slap him. Like, make some sense! Stop yelling at everybody!
Yeah. I know. He's, like, the dark side is overcoming him.
That holocron, man.
I know, that holocron messed with his head.
And then he just snapped at Kanan, like, I don't need you anymore. And I was just like, I was offended on Kanan's behalf.
Yeah.
Really, Zoe?
Like, that was not okay.
No.
It wasn't. My heart kind of died when he said that.
I know. I'm like, well, he doesn't need you either.
This is true. He's already a Jedi Knight. He doesn't need you no more. Ha. Take that.
It's true, though.
Yeah. The feels.
I think, like, in the first episode, the worst for me personally was when he snapped at Rex, because Rex looked, like, really hurt.
He did.
That is not how you talk to Captain Rex, former leader of the 501st Legion. Respect, Bridger.
Shame on you.
You're so mean.
I kind of just wanted to, like, crawl in the TV and just, like, slap him in the face. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I can't, like, I don't know. It's just poor Rex. Like, first Ahsoka and now Ezra's being a jerk.
He's not having a good time. He should have stayed with Gregor and Wolf.
He should have. I wonder where is Gregor and Wolf?
I know, like, what are they doing? Did they stay? Did they come?
They just disappeared.
I don't know. They just... maybe they're still on that planet. And something. And they just won't leave.
I was so sad when they had to drop their big game.
They did. That was sad. It's all sad. It's Rebels. It's so sad.
Yeah.
It's like the season started and I was like, okay, we're going to have a couple of, like, happy-ish episodes to, like, get us, just prepare us. And then, like, season two is just, or season three is just, like, so far it's just, I don't know.
Dave Filoni.
It's, yeah. Because, like, if you watch Clone Wars, like, the first two seasons were, like, all pretty happy and didn't really start getting dark until season three. But, like, season two of Rebels is just, like, just give us a break. I can't handle this.
I don't like breaks. When they go on break, I just hate it so much.
Oh, the hiatus, like, is killing me. Now the show is back and it's killing me too.
Yeah.
When you're on a break, it kills you. And then when they start it like that, it kills you.
So either way, we're gonna die.
Yeah.
We're all dying. Dying because of Rebels. Even know why.
Rebels is stressful.
When there's no Rebels, you're stressed. When there is Rebels, you're stressed. It's just...
It's very stressing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting white hair.
We're all gonna have gray hair.
Here we are. So, okay, let's talk about... Let's see, who else? Kanan.
Are you Same. Crying? Because you're going to fit in well here.
Sure. I feel bad for Kanan.
I do too.
But it was so cute when, like, Ezra hugged him.
He's oh, like, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm
like, like, his jerk faded away for a second.
I started to cry on that. You can ask my parents. I started to cry. Yeah,
you can ask Safi. I cried and she laughed at me.
Safi! Why?
She can't hear you. I'm wearing headphones. Safi. Lizzie said why. Okay, she'd have made a fart noise.
Okay, that sounds like Safi. I mean, she was doing that yesterday. She was. Not yesterday, but you know, yeah. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Okay. Yeah, Kanan's eyes are beautiful.
They're so pretty.
They are pretty.
But also,
they're blind.
Okay, so I need to talk about this because this scene just like messed me up. But like, when the droids, when Hera and Sabine and Kanan were like on their knees and they heard the droids like getting their blasters ready and their faces just killed me.
Like, yeah.
I died. Because they
weren't like,
Yeah, you go first.
They were just gonna take it.
I know, they weren't even like going to fight back. They were just like, they didn't think that Kanan was gonna come rescue them, so they were just, they just kind of, they were, I don't know. I'm not.
Are you okay?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. When they were opening the holocron, I was like, Kanan was like, I see Ezra, and I was like,
I started freaking out. I was like, what? How do you see Ezra? You're not making any sense, Kanan. What are you?
I know. I was and waiting for Hera to look at him like, you what?
Yeah.
And she did.
And then, Ezra, I put Ezra, listen to Kanan.
I couldn't.
Because he should, because he's like, look away, Ezra. And he's like,
not doing it.
So close. It was intense.
It's very intense. What was that?
Not me.
Was that you guys? I'm gonna put picture on the notes.
Oh, me too.
It's a family photo.
And I love the Bindu. He's so adorable.
Bindu is adorable. I like him better than Yoda.
Who did that?
I don't know why. I just do.
Is that like a photo bomb?
No, it's the family photo. Family photo.
I want you to know that you are an anonymous otter on the notes. I just think you should know that. Like, called an anonymous otter.
Anonymous
okay.
otter.
That's what it says.
I am now an anonymous otter.
Yes. The otters are amazing. So you're amazing, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, otters.
When Kanan was like, Hera, there's an Inquisitor. Like, you could tell by her face, she was like, yeah, I kind of already figured that out.
Yeah, that's true. And then I kind of forgot the fact that he couldn't see when someone pushed her. Like, and I was like, what? And he's like, who is it? I'm like, you can't.
Yeah, like, when I saw, like, the black and red hand push her out of the way. I'm like, oh, it's small.
Okay, but like, what if he didn't recognize Maul's voice right away and he was, like, just an old friend and Kanan's like, I don't know who you are. And he's like, Ezra, who is this?
Oh my god.
And then, like, Ezra and Maul are talking and he's like, who are you talking to?
That would be funny.
It's so weird.
That's true. It was funny when Maul was like, no, Ezra, I would have remained loyal to you.
Sure.
When he was talking about Zeb's room, he's like, what a curious note. That was so funny.
Or like his face.
It was.
He like walked into Sabine's room and he was like, ugh, colorful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, colorful. Ugh, the smell.
He just had to look in it and then like the door closes.
I want a colorful room.
I want a not so colorful room.
I mean, mine is orange. Mine is a lot of orange. But I want more orange.
It's so funny because in my school they painted the tower, like the big 7th floor tower, like orange. And so like all the, but all the students are like, it's like a yellow orange, so it kind of looks weird. And they're like, oh, it looks so gross. Like, why would they put yellow orange? They should put blue and stuff. I was like, I mean, it looks fine. And they're like, no, it doesn't look fine, okay? And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, just saying. Looked, I don't know, it's just saying. They kind of got all over me about how it didn't look fine. Ow.
Like, what kind of yellow orange was it? Was it
it's like
more orange or more yellow?
It's like, it was a variety. It was like yellow to like a dark orange.
Oh, like a gradient.
Sure.
Awesome.
And they were like, ew, it's gross. I'm like, it looks fine. I mean, unless you want it just white. And they're like, no, make it blue or purple.
What's like, wrong with orange?
Yeah, Star Wars Rebels.
I was talking to someone one time, and they were like, what's your favorite color? And, or no, I was talking to two people. One person was like, what's your guys' favorite color? And the one person said, anything but orange. And I said orange, and we said it at the same time, and it was really awkward.
Anything but orange. Orange!
It was like, funny when Ezra was... Thank you. It was funny when Ezra was like, I tried that. They almost ripped my face off. I started laughing.
I know. I was like, how did they rip your face off? They don't even have hands. They have claws. Like, their claws don't even go up, really.
Yeah.
So, it was funny because, like, on the first day of school, they were still painting the tower. And so, I put a picture on the notes. They were still painting it. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. It's orange, just like the OSHA logo. Because, like, it's, like, orange and yellow and purple and, like, stuff like that and red. And, like, apparently no one likes it. Except for me. The one person that's like, I'm fine with any color. Apparently they're not.
I like colors.
I'm okay with colors. Like, I like the color black. I like the color white. I like the color gray and red.
Well, black
and blue. I actually like
white
blue.
Are shades, Lizzie?
You know what? They're considered colors, okay?
No,
stop being colorist.
No,
you're colorist.
Any color at its brightest is white, and any color at its darkest is black. It's a shade.
You know what?
It's a shade.
You know, in the Tee Public,
oh my God.
It has. It says that black and white is a color, okay?
Oh my God.
So don't even with me, okay?
Yeah, okay. Whatever, Lizzie.
Do you remember when Maul was trying to open the Jedi holocron and he was like, and then
he was like,
someone's not happy.
Yeah. I was like, ha, 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 you can't open it. You're so dumb.
You're so dumb. You don't have Jedi powers. You gotta have Jedi powers.
Bro, I'm gonna put the Tee Public thing on the note. You know what? We're gonna go shopping, okay? It's on page, let's see, 2 out of 21. Oh. Wasn't it 19? What happened?
I added, like, 3 pictures, but they were small, so I don't know.
On every page.
When, Kanan and Ezra walked into, like, the, like, secret rebel base, or, like, where the ghost was,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, like, I recognize this, like, place from the trailer, like, Kanan's gonna go into outer space.
Yeah, and he kind of did, and then he's like...
He
started freezing, and I was like, oh my God, what the heck was happening?
I was like, it was intense.
It was. Yeah.
And he was like, Jedi tricks, like, flips in outer space. My head's going to explode in about 10 seconds. But let me get into let me get into where the ships go. Maybe I'll survive.
I thought it's really cool. Did you guys read the Maul comic?
I read part of it. And then
I can't talk.
I don't care.
It's just
there's some. It's been spoiled for me already.
Do you care, Madeline?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You do care?
No, I don't. No, I don't care.
Okay, because, that place that Maul was in, the little, almost like an asteroid, but it was shaped like a C or a U or whatever, that in the comic, it was actually his base where he had all his I think it was the Mandalorian allies that he had to find his mother or something like that. I don't remember. But it was something to that idea, I guess. It was really cool.
That sounds cool. I don't read a lot of the comics, so.
Yeah, I don't really either. Like, my dad reads it to me, so.
They're your bedtime stories. And Maul killed everybody on Mandalore.
Okay.
I think he just killed Lizzie.
kind of. Okay, so, the Bendu. Hello? everyone went quiet.
The Bendu.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I have a question. What do you guys think at this point about Obi-Wan coming into Rebels?
Awesome!
I don't...
If you would have asked me, like, in season one or season two, or even, like, before yesterday's episode, I would have said, no way, that's ridiculous. But now, I think he's probably going to be in Rebels.
Yeah, like, it's cool and, like, not cool at the same time, because, like, I don't want them to totally ruin the character.
I don't know how they're going to fit Obi-Wan in, since... Well, Obi-Wan is kind of undercover.
Well, Maul's gonna go to Tatooine.
Yeah.
He knows where Obi-Wan is.
Yeah, why would he stay there after Maul came there, though?
He has to watch over Luke.
That's true.
He asked for hope. What do you guys think that means? Like, it doesn't... I'm not even sure why he said he's looking for hope. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. He, I think, wants to destroy Obi-Wan.
The hope that Obi-Wan's alive, probably?
Yeah, so he can kill him.
Nice. I was trying to think that, too, but I guess after all these years, he's still not over the fact that his legs got sliced, even though they're kind of better than regular old legs. So he kind of should be thanking Obi-Wan, but yeah. What do I know?
Obi-Wan.
He got stuck to the roof. that was really funny.
Yeah.
I thought he would know better to shoot people with lightsabers by now, but no.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are they gonna do?
Like, every time she just ends up flying somewhere.
This is true.
Or getting shot at, like, by her own blasters.
Yeah. She's like, now I see why people like these things so much. When she got shot in the head, in her helmet, that was crazy.
That was crazy. And she didn't have a helmet then, and I was scared for her.
But I mean, like... But, like, Lizzie, what you said about, Maul not being over, Obi-Wan cutting his legs off, I don't think it's specifically the legs thing. I think it's the fact
I know,
that he was kind of abandoned for, like, 20 years on some
failing
trial planet, just going insane.
Yeah.
It would be funny, though, if they brought Obi-Wan back in just so that he could be like, thank you for giving me these awesome legs. I could imagine that.
Show up to Tatooine and be like, hey, Obi-Wan, what's up? Thanks for the legs, man.
Yeah, he'd be like, Obi-Wan, I love these new legs.
I know. But I was talking about it with my parents and stuff. They were saying how it's almost like Ezra was kind of looking, he was looking for a way to defeat the Sith. And honestly, the person that defeats the Sith is Luke. Well, technically Vader, but you know what I mean, Luke. And it draws him into Tatooine. And so, this is so weird. And then somehow Maul was looking for Obi-Wan, and they're both on the same planet, so Ezra saw twin sons, and I don't know, Dave, I can't.
I mean, it's like, I think I'm pretty sure everyone's gonna be in Rebels, just with Maul and whatnot, but what do you think the likelihood is of a Luke, just like small cameo, maybe like in the background, just little Luke running around?
Well, I guess he'd
be Ezra's age.
I would die.
Like imagine if they're just like around, like just like wandering around like Mos Eisley or something, and they're asked for directions, and it's like
from Luke.
And then, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Or like when Luke is standing there, and he's like, "Oh, you mean that crazy old wizard?"
Gosh.
So I just really like Luke Skywalker, okay?
Everyone does, okay?
I get it. Everybody likes Luke Skywalker.
Except for Palpatine.
And Maul.
He secretly likes him.
Maul doesn't like anybody.
That is true. He likes Ezra. Oh, I don't want to say he likes Ezra, but like...
He doesn't like Ezra. He just wants to abuse Ezra. He wants to abuse his power.
Yeah.
Use it for evil. It would actually be interesting to see that, because like it would give it more of a dark twist.
Sorry.
You know?
Yeah. It would.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Like, I'm not Dave Filoni, so I'm probably going to get this wrong.
And you actually have answers for questions.
Yes, this is true. Sort of. I think if they do, like, Ezra said about going to that there were other planets, different planets. So I think we'll probably get more and more new planets, you know, like Lothal and the Lasat, like, planet. I don't remember that planet's name. Do you know? Lasan, isn't it? No.
Yeah, it's the new one is Leer Lasan.
Lil-san. I don't remember the other one.
Was Lasan.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It would be cool to have new planets. Even if they're just mentioned or you see, like, a slight picture of it. But, I think that would be cool to see more planets.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be incorporated somehow since they were talking about it. Ezra was like, new planets, I can identify.
Yeah, very dramatic.
I know. He's always dramatic.
Do you guys think that Ezra and Maul saw the exact same thing? Because they were looking for different things when they opened the holocrons.
I think Ezra was sometimes seeing the things that Maul wanted to see.
Well, because Maul wanted to know where Obi-Wan was, that's what Maul saw.
Probably. We don't know.
Ezra wanted to see the key to destroying the Sith, and that's not Maul. Or that's not
Obi-Wan,
but he still saw Tatooine.
And yeah.
Who is the key to destroying the Sith?
The key to destroying the Sith, I would think that could be Obi-Wan, technically, because he taught Luke some stuff in order to defeat the Sith. Like, you know, not to give in, not to, you know, to keep going, and I don't know. It could.
Maybe it was Luke. Maybe Ezra saw Luke.
And then I was thinking back to Savage. And I was thinking, I was like, oh, maybe Savage. But no, he wouldn't be on Tatooine. Why would he? And he's kind of killed, probably.
Kind of killed. He might. I mean, he's a little dead.
He's kind of killed.
Like, he's okay. Hey, he's just dead.
Yeah.
He's in a Savage place. You know, a dead Savage place.
I mean, do we think he's dead? He was just made skinny again.
And then he died.
No, I think he's alive in your head still.
I don't know. I kind of like Savage because he's so adorable. Like he's just and he's lost.
I felt really bad for Savage. I mean, not like the Savage that like killed stuff, like the big Savage, but like the little Savage. I felt really
yeah. Bad. He killed his own brother. Like, that's terrible.
And he had to, because stupid Ventress.
Yeah. And Ventress not that all bad.
No, I think she's kind of cool.
Ventress is cool.
Yeah, she is cool.
I blame
Sorry, Mom.
For everything.
Talzin, yeah. I always thought Maul was trying to bring back Talzin, because, spoiler, in the Maul comic, Talzin is his mother, is Maul's mom. And he kind of watched as Palpatine and who else? Dooku killed her. So I think he'd be mad about that.
Yeah. Maybe because that was part of, I don't know if they would bring that in because it was part of the comic book, but that would be cool if that's who he was after, too.
And maybe he's talking about Palpatine, like, he lives, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
Even though he's a very revengeful person, I don't know if he would go after Palpatine, because he couldn't even defeat, he wasn't even able to defeat Vader, even though he kind of, I don't know, he didn't even see Vader. He just kind of sliced Kanan's eyes. And
I think Maul is afraid of Palpatine.
Yeah, that could be another thing.
And if he's not afraid of Palpatine, I think he's second on his list to Kenobi. Because Kenobi, hatred of Kenobi, of Obi-Wan, why am I saying Kenobi? Hatred of Obi-Wan kept him alive for, like, who knows how long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been funny to see, like, when we first saw Maul in season 2, he was like, oh, he's so old! You know, so old, and now he's like, I shall defeat Obi-Wan. Like, he's been, like, he was like, it just shows you how much he can trick people.
Yeah, he's like the snake that tricked Savage in that episode, you guys?
Yeah.
The weird snake thing.
Yeah, he like tried to like bury him in his hole. I don't know. I haven't seen that episode in a long time.
I was like watching yesterday. I was watching like every Clone Wars episode with Maul to prepare myself.
Okay, you came ready to fire at Maul.
I was ready. Speaking of which, who do you guys think should kill Maul?
Everyone.
I think they should team up. Yeah, they should team up and kill. I don't know.
Like, Kanan could slice his eyes. Sabine will slice his arms. You know, Chopper will, like, get to his insides. You know, the usual.
I was talking to someone, and they said they want Obi-Wan to kill him. I mean, that's true. It's only fair. Mm-hmm. But I want Sabine to kill him with the Darksaber. Okay?
Ooh.
But, because, you know, there's that whole thing with the Darksaber and Pre Vizsla and fun stuff. But you know how in that I'm not sure if you guys remember, but in that episode, right before Maul beheaded Pre Vizsla with the Darksaber, Vizsla said, only the strongest will rule. So what if Sabine says, only the strongest will rule, and then cuts off Maul's head with the Darksaber? It'll be like a circle.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
You know what should happen? Like you said, Kanan to slice his eyes, and then Obi-Wan should stab him through the stomach, and then Sabine should behead him.
Or Obi-Wan could, like, slice his legs again.
Oh, yeah, that would be...
Just to torture him.
Be like, before you die, I want you to know something. I'm chopping off your cool mechanic legs.
Yep.
He's like... chopping off your legs for the second time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like Obi-Wan said to Anakin's hand. He's just a double chopper.
Yeah. I think... I don't know if that would happen, but that would be awesome to see. So Maul could get tortured to death. And
we're going to start the anti-Maul club.
Okay.
What about Padme?
We'll get t-shirts. What about Padme?
Yeah.
Anti-Padme.
Why do you hate Padme? Oh, wait, the babies. Like
the babies.
What's wrong with the babies?
She would die with the babies for a guy.
Oh, no. Lizzie is not happy that Padme went to Mustafar to try to help Anakin because she had babies.
Yeah, she would sacrifice her babies for Anakin. I hated it when he was, like, choking her. Like, dude, that's your wife. And, like, you're the one that was, like, 9 years old and hitting on her. And she was 14. So, I mean, like, come on, dude. You're just dumb.
Yeah. I was at school, we were talking about, like, characters, like, flat characters, like, round characters, static characters, and all that kind of characters, right? Mm-hmm. And we were talking about Anakin, and, like, everyone in the room, like, groaned. And they're like, oh, he's a terrible actor. And I was like, they were just like, he's a whiny brat. And I was like, well, if Anakin's supposed to be a whiny brat, then the actor is doing just fine. So,
yeah. Well, I think there. Luke.
Yes, I went there.
I think Luke takes after his father, though, too.
See, I think Luke takes after Padme, and Leia takes after Anakin.
Because
he's a lot gentler and kinder like Padme, and Leia is more angry like Anakin was.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? I think it was also just the different ways they were raised.
Yeah.
That too.
Ow.
Because Leia was kind of raised around war because of her dad. And then... Yeah. Luke was always just the moisture farmer. He's just the moisture farmer.
I mean, that's not to say that, like, Leia can't be gentle and Luke can't be angry, but, like...
Yeah, like, I'll never join you. I wanted to go to the Tosche station and pick up some power converters.
There it is.
Oh, Luke.
Hey, Dad, do you want to say something? Say hi.
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 How's the show going?
Going good. It's going good. Look at all this. Notes.
Yeah, I see there are notes with no notes.
Look at Ahsoka.
Just so everybody knows, I can actually do cartwheels as Kanan.
Okay.
Kanan.
Can you survive in space as Kanan?
Can I survive what?
In space, Kanan.
I've done it twice.
Okay.
Just like
me. Now you have to practice being blind.
I have to practice being ice cold.
That would be perfect, because over here it's getting really hot.
Right, and now you're October. Boss.
What the heck?
How is it... I don't understand. Is it, like, getting warmer, or is it staying...
It cold? Is! Is it warm for you, Maddie? Madeline?
Well, yeah, well, we live in, like, the same place.
Yeah, I mean, We do, but it's really hot over here.
It's getting a lot colder. It's 66 degrees today, so it's not, like, cold. It's, like, perfect.
You know what, Zoe? Okay. You can freeze. Go freeze.
Yeah. So. We live in California, okay?
Like, it's terrible over here.
It's so hot.
I was wearing a beanie one day to school, and, like, I was just like, oh, my God, my head is dying. Because I just wanted to wear my beanie, and, like, it's just too hot.
Just the sun just ruined your outfit.
It did. I mean, it's not like it was a good outfit. It was just, like, a t-shirt and jacket with jeans and a beanie.
Well, he ruined your big beanie plans.
It did.
Mr. Sun.
I drew a comic once, and it was, like, the sun, and there was, like, skeletons all over the place, because, like, he burnt everyone.
Sun. I bet it was a hot day.
It was a hot day. And, like, lunch is outside, and it's just terrible. And, like, the air conditioning wasn't working in the tower, and that day I was in the tower all day. It was terrible.
That is terrible.
It's on the 7th floor, too.
I remember you talking about the 7th floor.
I hate the 7th floor.
Because you have to walk
I'm getting up. Better, actually. And I'm getting fit, and I'm excited. Anyway,
we should talk up and downstairs.
I know. And Taekwondo. Okay, Star Wars. I'm sorry, Zoe. It's over there. Cold.
We got a Star Wars.
It's not cold. It's just, like, not as warm.
66 degrees is cold.
No, it's not.
To us, okay?
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Our hands would be, like, blue.
I'm dead.
I don't consider it, like, really cold until it's, like, 30 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
What even are you?
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
Everything.
Okay, Star Wars.
What about Sabine? Do you guys like Sabine? Like her haircut, her armor?
I love her new haircut.
I don't
like it.
I think it looks terrible on her.
I don't like it.
You guys, her hair is beautiful. I love her haircut this season.
I liked her haircut blue with the, like, the turquoise and, like, that one was cool.
Like the one all over the notes.
Yeah.
That one was my favorite.
I love this new haircut with the purple and the white, and it's just, like, it's a good haircut. I like it a lot.
I think the designers need to leave the designing to the designers.
The actor.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks cool. Like,
if you're not on her.
Like, yeah. Like, the idea is cute, but I like her. Other short hair.
Like, it's cut all weird. Like, short here, long here, and then, like, I don't like the white on her. It reminds me of, like, an old person.
And I can't make her me, like, the little me on, like, Nintendo and stuff, because then, like, she's kind of white, so, like, and then if her hair is white, it kind of looks like it's her skin, and it's just, it's not right, okay?
Yeah. So, yeah, see, even the Nintendo doesn't like her hair.
Yeah.
Her hair looks amazing. This is my favorite hair of hers so far.
Like, her armor is super cool, I just don't like her hair.
Yeah, I think she should just leave her helmet on for the season, especially since if she's just gonna get her head blasted anyway.
Yeah, we're protecting her, okay, Zoe?
Her hair is beautiful! You guys are jerks.
Okay.
Thank you. Are you okay, Zoe?
I'm offended. Her hair looks awesome.
You're dead?
I like the purple.
Yeah, I like the purple too.
Her hair looks so cool. I don't know what's wrong with you two.
We have different sight.
Yeah, mine.
Just like Kanan.
My God, stop.
Silence.
Can't. That looks funny. Like, without his armor, I'm like, what happened to your... Oh, how do you... I didn't know you had arms. I didn't know you had shoulders.
What about...
I'm waiting. Go ahead. It's just hair. Axel doesn't like it.
I'm sure he does.
I thought I got used to it.
He did, but he hasn't... We haven't done the costume yet, so he doesn't know how much gel he needs yet.
Did your dad fix his helmet yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got it fixed. It,
Wait, what?
So, you know how Axel has his Django helmet, right?
Yeah.
Axel dropped it. Like, when we were, when Madeline and I were, and we were all taking pictures, and, like, wasn't it Long Beach Comic Con?
Yeah, his, your dad was telling him, don't hang it off your head like the other guys, your head is too small, and then it dropped off his head.
Oh, and then it broke. It, like, the range finder came off, and it was terrible. He did that once with my helmet, and then it got fixed.
Uh-huh. See, I am terrified of dropping my helmet or someone else dropping my helmet.
Hey, I told you that story of, like, I had the helmet on the table in, like, some kid's party. And, like, all I hear is, uh-oh, and, like, a crash. And, like, I turn around and, like, the kid is looking at the helmet on the floor and, it, like, the rangefinder popped off. And I'm just like... the kid kind of ran away, and I was like, why? Sad.
That is terrible.
Helmets.
Wonder if Sabine has that problem with, like, Ezra. Ezra, like, kind of picked it up and, like, dropped it.
I mean, hopefully her helmet isn't as breakable.
Yeah, that's true.
It look, you guys put a picture in the notes, and it looks like Hera is scratching Ezra's head.
Like a kitten, or like a dog.
Good boy, Ezra.
Ezra is a kitten.
He's the loth cat.
A loth kitten.
You know what? I see her hair in the notes, and I kind of like it longer, and but like if she just had more purple in it, it would look prettier. But if it was, like, because isn't it, like, short on the other side?
Yeah, it's short on one side and long on the other side. I think it looks awesome. And I want to, I'm going to get my hair cut and dye it like Sabine.
All right, you do that. Take a picture and send it to us.
I'll do it. Yes. I'll do it myself. I don't even, like, get a hairdresser. I'll just do it myself.
All right, just go off of, like, a reference picture.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait, though, because I'm growing my hair out for Jin.
Yeah. You know what I want to know?
I haven't seen your hair yet. Is it fluffy?
I can put it in a ponytail. A very, very small ponytail, and it looks ridiculous.
Why don't you have your camera on?
I don't know, because everyone else has their camera on. So it just. It
well, because mine is broken. Mine is broken.
And I don't know how to do that.
Just on the bottom, there's like a turn on video or not turn on video thing. Button-ish thing.
What does it look like?
It's like a square with a triangle, and the it's right next to like the mute button. There you go. Yay! Yay! There you are. Now do it, Zoe.
Oh, I see you. Okay, hold on. Okay. Click.
Zoe.
I clicked it. Jeez. Why are you so mean to me?
She hasn't. She doesn't know what you look like. I mean, sort of. I don't know.
Sort of, I don't know.
Yours is loading.
Yeah, it's
the mine doesn't work. So, like, I tried it, and, like, it just doesn't work. It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Ah,
Zoe!
Hello.
Hello.
Your hair's so fluffy! I want to touch it.
I want to know when they're going to make a blonde Star Wars character, because I can't do any of them right now.
Satine.
Yeah.
You could do Lieutenant Connix.
Connix.
She's the one with, like, the Leia buns in Force Awakens.
Sure.
You could do that.
I don't remember that one.
She's like a background character. She didn't do anything.
Oh.
Like the one with the vest on.
Yeah.
The one that's talking to Leia, right?
Yeah. He's like, she's like Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Oh, your ponytail!
Yeah.
Oh, amazing!
On Friday, my friend Ellie put it in like three tiny little ponytails, and it was like Rey.
Ponytails.
Yeah.
Mine is getting long, and I cut my bangs a little, so I wish I could show you, but the camera ain't working. No.
Long Star Wars characters. In episode 1, or episode 4, Luke has kind of blondish hair.
I think it's working. Nope.
No. It still working. Looks like a boss.
I'm just doing a flip.
Yeah. You froze Voss in midair, so it's not working. It's okay.
Okay.
She's trying. She's like click, 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 click,
click. It's not working.
Do you have the new Maddie, the season 2 figure?
No.
It actually looks good.
You could take off her helmet.
That's so cool.
It's amazing. I mean, her arm is permanently bent, like. This.
Oh, nice.
But, like. Gee. I mean, it's definitely a lot more detailed than the other one.
The other one that we do not speak of.
There's actually, like, her little, like, stuff. Like, it's actually very detailed.
I don't know. Do I have that? I'm not sure.
And her blasters are shiny.
We saw a Sabine, like, because you know how, like, toys, it's so weird, like, when you watch a show, like, they come out with toys, and somehow they have, like, this thing that comes with them, like, just an extra toy that's, like, not even in the show, like,
yeah,
it's so confusing, like, we saw a Sabine toy, and it, bless you. we saw a Sabine toy, and it was, right next to her were, like, grappling hooks. And I was like, when did she ever use grappling hooks?
Oh, yeah.
In season 2.
Yeah, she has, like, a little grappling hook thing. It's just like, why?
Yesterday,
and, like, Maul had, like, wings or something. And I was like, what? I don't remember that episode.
Yesterday, I went to Disneyland because, it was... a birthday.
I can't go to Disneyland.
I can't either.
Money. You have Disney World, though.
Yeah, but it's in Florida. It's on the other side. Like, it's all the way through, like, a million states. It takes 3 days to drive down there.
Anyways, I went to Disneyland yesterday, and I got a Rey Black series with BB-8, and it looks so good.
Oh, I think really? I have that. It's all the way over there, though. All the way.
Yeah, mine's all the way over there.
Mine is still at the store. I don't have him yet.
I still don't have
I do have a Thano with me. A Thano is right with me.
But we can't see it because your camera's not working.
I have, my desk here, I have Obi-Wan, Kit Fisto, Rebels, Rex, Kanan, I have 3 Kanans, actually, Aayla Secura, 2 Sabines, Mace Windu, and Rebels Ahsoka.
When you, like, bobble Ithano's head, he, like, moves. Like, his whole body moves.
If you, like, move Mace Windu's head just a little bit, there we go, his head pops off. So.
He killed Mace Windu.
Like, he's just like, la-di-da-di-da-di.
Oh.
Did it drop on the floor?
No, it's on my chair.
You just decapitated Mace Windu.
I know, I'm sorry.
You did Palpatine's work for him.
He's not gonna be happy.
No. What do we think about the Bendu?
I The Bindu is cool. I like how he pops out of the ground. It's super awesome.
It's the second time he came up from the ground, he looked like he was eating at something or like he was sleeping and he's just like, what do you want?
I wonder if Kanan realizes exactly how big the Bendu is, because he can't see.
So yeah.
I wonder if he's just kind of like, what are you freaking out about, Ezra? I don't get it. Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah. He reminds me of those, like, trolls from Frozen who just, like, roll up and they're, like, humans.
Yes. Yeah. Personally, I think he's cooler than Yoda. And I don't even know that much about him. It's so weird. And I was never a big Yoda fan.
I think he's cool. Because, like, Yoda is, like, I'm 900 years old, I am. And he's like, strictly Jedi. I think what makes the Bindu more cool is that he, like, doesn't tell you, like, what to do. He's just, like, super... He's like a Yoda, but he's bigger, and he's, like, doesn't have a scythe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he won't judge you for who you are. I mean, not, like, who you... Like, what if you're a dark side or a light side? I like when he takes the like, they're the Ezra and Kanan, they're there, and, like, he kind of just, like, takes the little pole, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
I sort of, like, I was funny, because, like, he's like, where's our, I forgot what it's, I call him Spider Sticks. Where's our spider stick? And then, like, he just throws it at him in two pieces.
Yeah.
Like, right, yeah. Like, found it, but it's broken.
Yep, like, yeah. I thought that was funny. I was like, wait, why are you taking it? Oh, yeah, you like to break them.
He's like, you have to learn to see again, because you have to.
You just have to.
You just need to see. Now it's quiet.
I'm sorry, my uncle's speaking really loud. He's in the background. I don't know if you guys can hear him.
I think I could hear your dad earlier.
Yeah, my dad. And he's upstairs.
Is he showing him his boss moves?
Probably. I think, whenever I'm on podcasting, I always go upstairs and, like, I just hear stomping and, like, jumping from upstairs. I'm like, oh my gosh, Axel's probably, like, doing Ezra moves again.
They're trying to, like, be heard in the video.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Like Morse code as they jump.
I know, like, hola, hello, can you hear me?
I need Ezra to be happy.
Yes, it was, like, I said this earlier, but I'm gonna say it again because it was just too cool. When he was like, Ezra, you have to stop blaming yourself. And then Ezra was like, yes, master. And he gave him a big hug. It was just so, like, adorable.
Was that Buddy? Is that Buddy or is that Freddy in the background? I just saw him and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so big.
Lizzie, can you see us or you?
Yeah, I can see you guys. You guys can't see me.
It's like a two, like, one-way mirror.
What are you doing, Zoe?
Me?
Yeah. You're like, are you sure about that?
Are you messing with the show notes again?
No, I'm not, actually. At least not for now.
Ding, ding. That Halloween Sabine is so funny. Her face, like, she has, like, one eyebrow raised, it looks like.
So, honestly, I think that's all, right?
I mean, yeah.
For, yeah.
What else is Star Wars? Ooh, Force Friday, that was a thing. Do you guys do anything for Force Friday?
No. No. Yeah. I got... My dad got a Black Series K2SO and a Black Series Death Trooper. And, yeah, I had to go to school.
Same.
We went out and I just got Sabine. The Season 2 Sabine figure. Although Jonas, who's been on the show before, he like bought out the store's worth of Legos.
Jonas, he does Ezra, correct?
He did do Ezra, but then he sold it to someone in like
what?
Michigan.
The chicken.
What? How dare he?
I know, that's what I said.
So who is he doing now?
He's just a Jedi.
Oh.
Like a random Jedi?
Yeah.
Jedi. Is he at least a cool Jedi like Kanan, or is he just like a generic Jedi?
He's a generic Jedi.
What are you doing with your eyebrows there, huh?
I'm doing this thing.
Nice.
I'm doing the Flynn Rider.
The smolder, what was it called?
Yeah. What was that?
You shared a photo. Oh my gosh.
That's so beautiful.
That's what I was doing.
That's so beautiful.
She's Rainbow Dash now.
Everybody, next season, Sabine is going to wear Rainbow Dash armor.
Gosh, I should make her blue now. Thanks for the idea, guys.
You're welcome. What?
Okay. Fine. I don't feel offended because I haven't done season 3 yet. Unless you did it to season 2, then I would cry. And what have you done to me? Like her skin blue or her hair blue?
Her skin.
What are you?
Because that's Thrawn.
Yeah.
Thrawn and Smurfs and Avatar.
And Cad Bane.
Yeah.
Into.
So what next? Are you going to make her eyes red?
You are so smart. Thank you.
No, what have you done?
That was like a cough laugh.
Ahsoka is gone, ?
I know, they didn't even do it in episode 1 or 2. I didn't expect them to, like, answer, like, because they can't just start off the season, like, where they left off.
Yeah.
But I want to know what happened to Ahsoka, because they can't just say, they can't just make an Ahsoka shirt and then not talk about Ahsoka.
They definitely can't. I wanted an episode where Ezra was, where we could see that Ezra was shaving off his hair. Just like dramatically the hair is falling.
Like the first episode, like, okay, Kanan, are you sure about this? Yeah, Ezra. I couldn't see it anyways. Like, thanks to you, I can't see it anyways.
I bet, like during when he could see him during like the holocron place, you know how Kanan was saying, "Oh, I can see him. I can see him." In my head, I was like, "He's probably like, what happened to your hair?"
Yeah, he's like,
"Where
wow,
is
Ezra.
It?"
He's like, "Wow, Ezra, you look good."
I would have been like, "What happened to your hair? Why?"
I would have been like, Ezra, you didn't even consult me about cutting your hair. What?
This is true. He's like, I told Hera. Gosh, Dad, leave me alone.
He would have probably done that.
I'm waiting for Ezra to, like, for Kanan to be act like a father to Ezra, and then Ezra's like, well, you're not my father, because that's so dramatic.
And then Kanan would be like, oh! And then he would, like, that would hurt. That would be, like, that always happens, like.
It does.
Obi-Wan was Anakin's father, and then he just, like, had to kill him. Okay. Like, try to kill him.
Yeah. Because,
yeah. And it was terrible.
It was terrible.
But it was also cool because Obi-Wan was like, mess with me, huh? He's like, don't do it, Anakin. He's like, I
want can't bake that cake. You underestimate my flour. That meme is life. I showed that to all, like, there's a meme and it showed Obi-Wan yelling at Anakin, like, on Mustafar, and he's like, Anakin, no, you'll never be able to bake that cake. And, like, the next one, it shows, I showed this to you, right, Zoe?
Yeah.
And, like, it showed Anakin, and he had, like, an apron on. He was in the kitchen, and he had, like, a wooden spoon and stuff, and he was like, you underestimate my flour. And I showed it to almost all the culinary kids at school. They started cracking up really bad. And then I showed it to, like, a regular art kid, and they're like, what's that? I'm like, So only the culinary kids understood it. It was funny. To me.
Maybe the culinary kids are the Star Wars kids.
They kind of are, yeah. They were looking for me, because apparently in Club Rush, there was a Star Wars debate club.
What?
And I didn't want to join any clubs, because I'm already, like, filled with, like, homework, and I do homework at lunch, and that's when they have the clubs. And I'm like, I can't.
I want a Star Wars debate club.
I don't have a Star Wars anything club.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Zoe's page. Come on, you should join.
There was a cosplay club. And, like, the person just gave me a paper. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I kind of, like, elbowed my friend. And I was like, I cosplayed before there was a club. And he didn't understand it, so I was like, okay, whatever.
Like, whatever, you're not a Star Wars kid. I cosplayed before there was a club.
And there was, like, an anime club and everything.
We have an anime
your school club. Your schools are awesome. I have, like, you probably think. I have a Cirque club. And a cheer thingy and a dance club.
Oh my god, no! What did you do to her? Oh my god.
Zoe just sent a picture of Sabine looking like she was Cad Bane's daughter with rainbow hair. You just killed her.
Hey, Dad. Look at what Zoe did to Sabine. Gauntlet.
Gauntlet.
Look at Sabine. What they did.
I wish you had your camera on right now.
No, it doesn't work. Quite. It doesn't work. It freezes up. Right there. It froze.
Turn on. Oh, it's thinking about it for longer.
Yeah, it's loading.
It's thinking. Well, it's doing it for longer this time.
Sabine with rainbow hair, and then there's Thrawn Sabine with rainbow hair.
Thrawn Sabine, you can't do that, Zoe. Why would you do that?
Sabine the Triss.
Exactly.
Can't.
I lost. Hi, boss.
Anyway.
No.
Hey, guys.
Hi, boss.
Getting back. Just wanted to show you.
Nope, it's still boss.
Yep.
There's no Lizzie, only boss. Did we lose you? Because you're like, are you just depressed about no camera?
I'm depressed about my own camera.
<You're> like, I went to go like this and I missed the table.
Good job.
Thrawn Sabine.
Okay, I think that's all, because honestly, yeah. Now we're just talking about Thrawn Sabine.
New theory, Sabine is secretly a Chiss, she just wears a lot of makeup and contacts.
Yeah.
One of our notes is to talk about pop figures.
Oh, yeah!
Pop. Let's see. I don't even know where the notes are anymore.
Yeah, it's because you put so many pictures in it. Now we don't even know what to talk about.
Madeline, are you getting the Rebels pop figures?
I don't think so. I think the only pops we have are from that, like, Star Wars Death Star box. So I have Tarkin and adorable Darth Vader.
Yeah, we have a lot of pop figures, and me and Safi, like, split them up. So, like, we already have a plan on how we're dividing the Rebels ones. So I'm getting Ahsoka, both Sabines, and Zeb. And Safi's getting Hera, Kanan, Chopper, and Ezra.
Yeah, I would definitely get Zeb.
Sabine and Zeb are like best bros, so you can't split them up. And then you obviously can't split up Hera and Kanan. And then Kanan has to be with Ezra so that Ezra doesn't get any trouble. And Chopper has to be with Sabine. Or Chopper has to be with Hera. And Safi doesn't want Ahsoka or the Sabine, so that's mine. Yeah.
Well, that's good. You know those like Target exclusive gens?
We were looking all over Targets for that for my mom.
Oh my gosh. We saw it at Target, but we didn't know if it was an exclusive. We're like, oh, that's cool, because we don't really collect pops.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, my dad's like, that was an exclusive. And I was like, oh, we don't know anything.
I just get the characters that I like really want, or like the ones that are in the Smuggler's Bounty.
Yeah, I just got the first one, the Death Star one, this month. Mm-hmm. Right, that was the first box I got, the Death Star one.
What?
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Hera with sunglasses with an explosion behind her.
Exclusive.
It says, get wrecked, bro.
I couldn't read it. But now I can. And it says, get wrecked, bro, there. And she should be holding, like, a red button.
Oh, my gosh.
And then just walk away, like, bye-bye, Domino's. Why did I say Domino's?
Domino's? Goodbye, Domino's.
Goodbye, let's go.
Bye-bye, Domino's.
Adios. What am I doing? My Spanish teacher hates me.
Oh, that's...
I don't know. Okay, she doesn't hate me, but, like, she never notices me. Oh. Like, she's always telling me, Lizzie, you need to speak up when you have answers to things. And then, like, I do, and then she gives the points to the person next to me. And I'm like, why?
Like, I did what you said, and then I still get it wrong.
Yep.
Okay.
So now we're just...
We're running out of things to talk about.
Yeah, okay, that's... Yeah.
Alright, so, I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
I was Maddie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
The Star Wars Geek Girl. Thank you, Maddie, for being on the show.
Yay!
I had fun.
Yay!
And we're gonna try to figure out what's going on with our notes, because what happened exactly? I don't know what happened. Me and Lizzie happened. But still, thank you for listening. May the Force be with you. And-
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.